All right, good evening, everyone. Let's continue a little bit in Hilchos Kiddush. So we're discussing tonight in the middle of Sif Yud. So this is Simon Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud. So the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'omer. So we've been discussing again, remember the order of the brachas. We've been discussing the halachos concerning the covering of the bread. And now the Shulchan Aruch writes, V'omer v'yichulu mu'umad. So we're going to see that there's a lot, we're going to spend the next couple of nights on this. There's a lot of fascinating halachic controversy as to the proper posture for Kiddush. So the Mechaber says that one is supposed to recite Vayichulu, as well as Hagofen, as well as the Bracham Mekadesh HaShabbos, while standing. Now remember, right now we're also speaking about Friday night Kiddush. Shabbos day Kiddush will be something different. So why is there a need to go ahead and recite Kiddush on Friday night standing? So the Mechaber says, the Mishnah Berurah explains, he says, Shehu edus abriyas shamayim v'aretz. Because remember again, the paragraph of Vayichulu is testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the heaven and earth. The edus ba'inon mu'umad. And one, when giving testimony, so testimony is given, this witnesses remain standing. Now even though we gave this testimony, so first of all, this concept of Vayichulu being testimony is something we see even during davening. Because remember, we recite Vayichulu, a total of three times. We recite it the first time in Shemona Esrei of Mariv, second time number two, again in the quasi-repetition. Actually, before the quasi-repetition, after the silent Shemona Esrei, and number three, ultimately, is as part of Kiddush. So the Vayichulu that we say as after Shemona Esrei, is also a din in testimony. That's why, for example, if a person, let's say, daven the longer Shemona Esrei, and let's say I missed the opportunity to say it with the Tzibur, ideally, one should say that Vayichulu along with someone else. Because testimony cannot be given with less than two people. Therefore, one should try to recite that Vayichulu with someone else. Although, importantly enough, there's an interesting position of the Chazon Ish. The Chazon Ish says that since we're often saying Vayichulu after nightfall, and you can't give edus, you can't give testimony in Beis Din after nightfall. Although it's a quasi-testimony, it's not real testimony. And therefore the Chazon Ish said that one could recite that Vayichulu even by themselves. But nevertheless, the idea over here is that because it's edus, because it's testimony, therefore says the Mishnah Berurah that the Mechaber Paskins, that one should recite Vayichulu as during Kiddush while standing up. So the Mishnah Berurah points out that even though we've said it in Shemona Esrei, right, and we said it again after Shemona Esrei as well. Nevertheless, Chozer va'omro, I mean, if we've already said Vayichulu as part of Shemona Esrei, we already repeated it after Shemona Esrei, why do we have to say it as part of Kiddush? Kedei lahotzi banav ubnei beiso, in order to go ahead and discharge the obligation for that testimony for the members of one's household who may not have davin. Uberakeach hevi b'shem ha-medrash, tzarech lomar vayichulu gimel pamim, echad betvila, ve'echad la'achar ha-tvila, ve'echad alakos. The kasva achronim shem kshachach lomar vayichulu b'shas kiddush, omro be'emtza su'uda alakos. Now this is amazing. So now we understand first of all, therefore, why the Mechaber says you're supposed to stand. Since Vayichulu is edus, it's testimony. Testimony can only be given while standing. Therefore, we stand for Vayichulu. In the Mechaber's view, once you're standing for Vayichulu, then what? You stand for the rest. We'll see. The Ramah is going to argue with that tomorrow evening. I mean, he argued with it about 500 years ago, but he'll argue with it Emir Tzashem again tomorrow evening. Now here's the interesting part. Says the Mishnah Berurah, let's say one forgot Vayichulu. Now, it could easily happen. Why? Because, again, remember, Shabbos Day Kiddush is really just a Hagofen. One figured they said Vayichulu already in davening. So let's say I forgot to go ahead and say Vayichulu as part of Kiddush. Says the Mishnah Berurah, in the event that one forgot Vayichulu, you remember in the middle of the Suda, you fill up another cup of wine, you stand up, you recite Vayichulu on a cup of wine. Of course, again, no Hagofen, no Mekadesh HaShabbos, because the assumption is that you've already said those brachos, but one must fulfill the mitzvah of reciting not just the testimony, but the testimony over a cup of wine. If one didn't do it as part of Kiddush, one will do it as part of the Suda. Here, Baal Lahem, Torah Mitzvah Shneemar, Denech Bez Man Tzidko, Yagdut Rav Yadir.